Have you ever wondered why your spouse can't remember appointments despite genuine intentions? Or why your meticulously organized colleague seems frustrated by your creative chaos? We're not just randomly difficult people, we're distinctly different personality types. This revolutionary framework has transformed millions of relationships by revealing why we behave as we do and how to leverage these differences rather than fight against them. At its core lies a fascinating concept. All humans possess one of four basic temperaments, each with distinct strengths and weaknesses that shape how we interact with the world. Think of your personality like stone, marble, granite, alabaster, sandstone, that can be shaped but never fundamentally changed. Just as Michelangelo carefully selected marble for his sculptures, understanding that the raw material determined what the finished work could become, we must recognize our inherent temperament before attempting self-improvement. This liberates us from the frustration of one-size-fits-all approaches. Instead of trying to transform ourselves into something we're not, we can work with our natural tendencies while addressing specific weaknesses. The beauty? No temperament is inherently better than another. Each brings vital strengths to relationships, workplaces, and communities. When we understand these differences, we stop seeing others as deliberately difficult and start appreciating the unique perspective each temperament brings to our shared human experience. Imagine walking into a party and immediately spotting someone gesturing animatedly, telling stories that have listeners doubled over with laughter. That's the popular sanguine, the center of attention who thrives on social energy. These natural entertainers transform ordinary experiences into extraordinary tales with dramatic pauses and perfect timing. Sanguines notice what people wore rather than what was said and are physically demonstrative during interactions. They maintain childlike wonder throughout life, approaching everything as a fresh discovery. Their fear of missing excitement drives them to explore constantly, sometimes abandoning conversations mid-sentence when distracted. With creative minds full of exciting visions, they volunteer enthusiastically without considering consequences. Though they may not follow through on every commitment, their inspiring nature makes them natural leaders who rally people around causes. Their strengths come with challenges: excessive talking, disorganization, and starting more projects than they complete. While the popular sanguine brings excitement, the perfect melancholy contributes depth, analytical thinking, and meticulous attention to detail. This temperament has enriched humanity through poetry, art, literature, and symphonies. Perfect melancholies approach life with seriousness, prioritizing eternal values over trivialities. They understand the future benefits of discipline. A melancholy child willingly practices piano scales while a sanguine seeks immediate excitement. Their analytical nature drives excellence in all pursuits. One perfect melancholy enjoyed dishwashing as a child because he could analyze and improve the process, applying this same methodical approach at work. Organization is fundamental to their functioning. They think systematically, use index cards for tasks, and create detailed event charts. Their precision extends to everything, from toilet paper placement to meticulously organized closets. This temperament lives by, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Beyond organization, perfect melancholies possess genuine compassion and sensitivity, making them excellent counselors who listen carefully and develop viable solutions. If sanguines talk and melancholies think, cholerics achieve. These natural leaders dream impossible dreams and take charge from infancy, planning takeovers from their cribs. Cholerics instinctively correct what seems out of place, straightening pictures in others' homes and reorganizing drawers without permission. At one seminar, two cholerics fixed another woman's collar and brushed lint from her jacket simultaneously. Decision-making is their forte. One woman, touring with three peaceful phlegmatic friends, had to direct their entire schedule and activities. Goal achievement trumps relationships. One junior women's club president won unprecedented awards while losing every friend. Another choleric agreed to chair a committee only if she could work alone. Those women get in the way. Cholerics are energized by challenges that make others retreat. Tell them something can't be done, and they'll prove you wrong. Unlike other temperaments, they're self-sufficient, needing neither audiences nor emotional support. Their exceptional work capacity makes them business powerhouses who accomplish more in less time, though this intensity can make others feel inadequate. Peaceful phlegmatics provide essential stability with their patience, exceptional listening skills, and calm presence during crises. They buffer personality extremes, maintaining that most things don't really matter that much. As babies, they're adaptable and content with flexible schedules. Their low-key nature makes them pleasant companions without conceit, and even as leaders, they avoid the spotlight. Their most admirable trait is composure during crises. While sanguine scream, cholerics lash out, and melancholy sink into depression, phlegmatics stay calm, stepping back, waiting, then quietly moving forward. Though not typical executives, phlegmatics excel as administrators because they work well with everyone, follow orders, advance patiently, and view people objectively. Gerald Ford exemplified these traits: decent, friendly, compassionate, and unassuming, relaxed. In conflicts, they maintain peace and excel in professions requiring patience. However, they struggle with enthusiasm, resist change, and may procrastinate. Despite appearing agreeable, they show surprising stubbornness when pushed too far, and their unexpressed feelings create relationship problems that build silently over time. Everyone possesses traits that function as strengths or weaknesses depending on their intensity. When pushed to extremes, our greatest assets transform into liabilities. The popular sanguine's vibrant conversation becomes excessive talking and exaggeration. Their colorful storytelling turns to lying. Spontaneity leads to disorganization, and they struggle with remembering commitments. The perfect melancholy's analytical depth deteriorates into depressive rumination. Their perfectionism breeds procrastination from fear of failure, and they take everything personally. One even thought her child needed psychiatric help for disrupting precisely arranged magazines. The powerful choleric's decisive leadership morphs into controlling behavior. They assume they're always right, resist criticism, and view apologies as weakness. The peaceful phlegmatic's easygoing nature becomes indifference and indecision. They resist change, avoid work, and display surprising stubbornness when pushed. Understanding these shadow sides helps us recognize our tendencies before they cause damage, like Shakespeare's tragic heroes whose flaws led to their downfall. Understanding personality differences relieves relationship pressure, allowing us to appreciate others rather than trying to make everyone like ourselves. Opposites often attract. Popular sanguines uplift melancholies with lightheartedness, while melancholies provide needed organization. Before marriage, couples focus on strengths, believing weaknesses will fade. However, differences quickly create conflict, as when a sanguine impulsively crashes a motorbike while her melancholy husband carefully reads instructions. Before marriage, couples focus on strengths and meeting halfway. Sanguines need more organization, while melancholy should relax standards. Cholerics should share decision-making, while phlegmatics must honor commitments. For each type, adapt your approach. Give sanguines clear instructions with praise. Respect melancholy's need for space. Insist on two-way communication with cholerics. Provide direct motivation for phlegmatics. Understanding personalities isn't about limiting people. It's about freeing them to be themselves, accepting ourselves and others realistically, and creating improved versions of our original design.